Treasures in Our Lives for Jesus, Part 1, by Maria Fontaine.
As followers of Jesus, we have been eager to follow wherever God leads. We have learned to place following the Spirit of God above traditions or our own mindsets. In fact, this concept of following God has been a cornerstone of the family and of each of our lives. Peter once wrote, "The eagerness to change, the ability to jettison ideas, policies, or models that lose relevance or become outdated, and the desire to constantly follow the Lord as He leads us through an ever-changing future has been a cornerstone of our faith. And challenging though it may be to live it, it is crucial to our ability to accomplish our mission of reaching the world for Jesus." It's wonderful to know that as long as we keep doing our best to follow where God leads, we'll never be irrelevant or useless. As we acknowledge Him in all our ways, He'll faithfully direct us to the places where we can be of greatest service to Him and others. The Treasure of Adaptability in Evangelism. Following the Lord and His Word has taught us how to adapt to the needs of the time, place, culture, or social class of the people we are trying to reach. We engage in humanitarian projects that show love in action and compassion for the needy. We have created customized outreach resources to reach special niches in society. We have used art, music, dance, drama, clubs and coffeehouses, seminars, classes, concerts, literature, prophecy, networking and collaboration, radio, TV, websites, and many other tools to spread the gospel and share Jesus' love with others. Getting stuck on a specific outreach method or target audience would have greatly reduced our ability to reach people with the gospel. So I'm thankful that the Lord has led us to be flexible and willing to adapt. It's done us, and the people we've witnessed to, a lot of good. The ways the Lord has led us in the presentation of our message have been essential as well. Although we're passionate about sharing our faith, we've learned to take a tolerant, respectful approach to the beliefs of others. This openness is part of our example of love. We take people where they're at, and no matter what they believe, we try to help them see that Jesus is the ultimate truth and the only way to salvation. We've tried many different methods over the years, and those things are a part of who we are, because they've stemmed from our deep desire to bring people to Jesus. We try, in meekness and humility, to preach the good news and share the truth about a loving Jesus who is willing to accept and save anyone who will receive Him. This outlook has helped many people to find the Lord who were otherwise closed to Christianity. We can give Him all the credit for helping us to have the strength and faith to follow Him and to be what He's needed us to be in the past. And we can look forward to the ways He'll continue to use us in the future. The Treasure of God's Economics. For over 40 years, the family lived outside the world's economic system, depending on God's supply and the principles in His Word. The Lord has been such a wonderful provider to us, as we sought to put His kingdom and lost souls first. The family's culture of giving and generosity is very beautiful. Sometimes we have abounded, and other times we have abased. Yet you have continually manifested willingness to give of what you have to others in need, whether it's those in the world in need or our own members who needed assistance. We believe in the godliness of giving and sharing, and you have put this into action countless times to help others through times of sickness, emergencies, and hardship. Your faithfulness to give tithes and offerings has made it possible for the family to reach the world with Jesus' love and truth. Your gifts have made everything we produce for the mission and outreach possible, and every service the family provides. Your financial contributions don't come from your abundance, but in many cases have been your widow's mite, which makes them all the more valuable in the Lord's eyes. As we have all tried to live sacrificial, giving lives, the Lord has been more than generous to us in return. When you think of all that the Lord has supplied for each of us over these past many years, it's simply amazing. We've strived to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He has faithfully added unto us the resources that have kept us going and made it possible for us to continue to take His kingdom to others. We've each experienced miracles of supply. If we were able to add up the cost of all the medical care, food, clothes, housing, travels, vehicles, and materials that the Lord has supplied throughout our lives of service to Him, I'm sure we'd see that He has literally given us millions in compensation for doing His work. We've all had times when finances were tight, but we've never been forsaken, and the Lord has promised that He will care for His own, and that is a promise we can put our faith in. We've also been blessed with good training in areas of austerity and frugality. We have learned to be saving, and in times of economic downturn, we see how important this is. Learning to live on less becomes a blessing in disguise when we're able to make ends meet on a much lower income than most people would think possible. Most of us have also learned to avoid incurring large debts and other financial entanglements, which are increasingly serious problems in the world. But the most important thing, in addition to these benefits, is that our treasure isn't on earth. It's waiting for us in heaven. The Lord has taken good care of us here, but nothing compares to the riches of His glory. That's the best part of God's economics. The Treasure of a Future-Focused Outlook. 1 Thessalonians 5:6 says, "Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober." When it comes to the end time, the return of Jesus, and the future beyond, we have been awake and watching, and I feel very privileged to have had that training and heritage. I'm glad that I've been taught to understand what the Bible teaches about the end of the world. Knowing that the end will come, and that afterwards there is a wonderful millennial and heavenly future, gives our lives on earth greater meaning and our mission a deeper significance. We also have the personal benefit of being discerning of propaganda, trends, and the progression of the world towards an increasingly antichrist system. And where would we be without the heavenly vision? The challenges and hardships of life are easier to bear when we know all that we have to look forward to. These days of living for Jesus here on earth, though often tedious, are worthwhile when we think about how we will be with Jesus forever, and that all of our lessons and experiences here and now are part of His working in us for there and then. I love our future-focused outlook. My spirit is more hopeful and motivated because of these truths. I hope it's the same for you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.